Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Brody. Martha's Vineyard residents are decompressing following the departure of 50 Venezuelan immigrants to a military base on Cape Cod. On Wednesday, the immigrants were flown to the island under what they say were false pretenses. WBUR's Simone Rios reports many on the island are glad they had the chance to lend a hand.
One of the four dozen Venezuelans says, "God bless all of you for helping us," as a throng of volunteers who had bonded with them over the last 2 days bid farewell. "We're leaving in a few minutes," he said this morning, before getting onto one of three charter buses. "They're going to bring us to a safe place, and that's where they'll put us up." The immigrants ranged in age from small children to one man in his late 60s. Their 36-hour saga on the vineyard left many islanders reflecting on their place in a divided nation. Patty O'Leary spends summers on the vineyard, living in the house right next to St. Andrew's Church where the immigrants were sheltered. She says she's outraged. She believes these people were used as political pawns by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, but she's overjoyed at how the island stepped up to help.
"I watched truckloads of clothing come through here, sleeping bags come through here, food. I don't know what they're going to do with all the food. I'm sure it'll go to a shelter somewhere. I mean, everyone's been so giving, you know. Pretty remarkable. Great community."
Leading the effort was Lisa Belcastro, coordinator for Martha's Vineyard's homeless shelter, Harbor Homes. As she directed two garbage men clearing a mountain of trash, Belcastro recounted a conversation she had with Edgartown's fire chief.
"I said to him, I said, for you, it's like when you go into a fire, it's so important to know that your teammates have your back, right? So that you can function and not even think. I said, we all came together and everybody had everybody's back. And whatever you needed, you just like, you text someone, you call someone, or they offered, you know? And it's like, all the organizations worked together and the whole community came together."
Belcastro says the huge amount of leftover food donations brought for the Venezuelans will be used by local food banks. She says despite the stereotype of the island as an elite bubble, many of the residents don't have enough food to eat. Asked what will happen now on the vineyard with the immigrants gone, Belcastro says she wants to know that they'll be okay where they're headed.
"I hope that my previous normal is not my normal. Like, I want what I feel today to carry forward. I have a desire to become more involved in this."
And she says that means staying in touch with the 50 Venezuelans as they navigate their new lives in the United States. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Edgartown.